Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
Man, I am so excited to have the man himself. Yeah, I was going to mute my background music so you can play us the background the bed music. That'll be much better, Majosi. That'll be so original on this show. How are you, man? Yeah, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you guys. Thank you for having me once again. Thank you.
Looking better by the day. Looking better by the day.
Trying, man.
You're one of those people where it's just like, I don't care when it is. When someone says, listen, Majosi's like, yes. Yes, we'll move everything, we'll move everyone, we'll cancel the whole radio station just to get Majosi in studio.
Well, listen, guys, you're one of those people that, like, I still will do early morning interviews for.
Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate that. Are you, like, I suppose you're probably, like, not a winter person at all.
I love winter. I do love winter.
Really?
I'm now realizing, though, that last year, definitely, we didn't have a day this cold. Definitely not. And not in Cape Town. I don't remember it being this cold last winter. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, do I actually love winter? Now I'm reconsidering now.
Listen, I cannot believe when I read this this morning, over a decade in the music industry already and so active in this. Man, it must have been an incredible journey up until, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's so wild. Like, I had no intentions of even being in the industry when I was growing up. And then
what was the plan for you?
Bro, there was no plan. No. You know, like, I was just like, live and find a way to sustain my life, I guess, you know. And then, I met like a wonderful community and they like instilled a bit of like confidence in me. And they were like, you know, live out your dreams, and the only thing that I really wanted to do was just play guitar, and then that snowballed into this, like, 11-year career, and I've traveled the world, I've done so many amazing things, but like I'm still just like a normal person.
Can I ask though, if you say you met a community, what community do you mean with it?
It's my church community. So yeah, like they were super, like, I don't know, they just were from the beginning. They would say things like over me, and they'd be like, they would just call me rock star and stuff like that. And I'm like, bro, I really wasn't at all. But they obviously saw something. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but they saw something and they were like, you're going to do something. And, we're here for you. And yeah, here I am now with you guys.
We are so thankful for that community, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and I read up about this, and we're going to get to the show a little bit later. But you said there that you're taking some time after just a little bit more than a decade, 11 years now, to just like reflect and just like slow down. Because I think, and I don't know if it's true about you, if you're a really driven person, like I have to get to the next best thing and get to the next point and get to the next stuff. And so many times, if we're so driven, you sometimes just motor ahead, and then you don't even like take in what is currently happening. Is that true about you at all?
That is very true. I don't know if it's that I'm driven. It's maybe it is a bit of that. Like I've gone through most of my career just literally just going from the next thing to the next thing, and not appreciating what has happened. And the only time that I actually got to reflect and be like, oh, what have I been doing for the past decade was COVID. When COVID happened, I was like, and I had to stop and be like, what have I been doing? Like, because it's slowed down so much now, like purposefully as well. Like, but I literally, before I met my wife and everything, I used to like, I was away. I had a small apartment. I was away maybe 3-4 times of the week, and then maybe I was around like 3 days of the week, 2 days of the week, and I was just out. I was everywhere, like doing music and just traveling and going from the next thing, meeting these people, doing this gig, all amazing stuff, meeting great people, and I had such a great time. Late nights, wake up, 4 a.m., back to the airport, do the gig, be like, where am I? Oh, I'm at this gig. Okay, cool. Like, well, what am I supposed to be doing here? then you've got press, and you release an album. In between all this time, you're writing songs.
Race.
Yeah, and then like eventually, like you're like, oh wait, like years later, you're like, oh my gosh, like because most artists don't take a holiday. Like we just go throughout, you know, like. And then, you know, COVID came, and then I had to be like, okay, cool. What have I been doing? Like, cause you also feel so often you feel like a failure because like there's so many goals that you're trying to reach exactly. that you don't reach all the time. Like every day, especially when you're creating and writing songs, like you just feel like a failure because you, yes. you haven't stopped to appreciate all the things that you've got, right?
Okay. Can I pause you there? Cause I want to dive a deeper into that because okay. I think there's so much. Hey, I almost caught you there, Majosi. I switched on the mic. I was hoping I was going to get you there.
This is such a great song. It's like, I wish this guy, because he took a break or something, eh? Like, I don't think he actually liked being in the limelight or something like that.
No, yeah. He had this track and another one, and then he was just like over it.
Yeah. I was like, this is such a great song, man.
Oh, well. Man, I always got you there to sing along. That would have been great. Majosi with us this morning. I want to get back to where you just said now that, and I mean, let me explain it like this. Anybody that would look from the sideline to your life would say, success after success after success, and it has been there.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
For sure, 100%.
But like you said now, sometimes you just feel like a failure. And I'm like, how does us as a human being consider ourselves some... It's like a default. Like, we're always expecting the worst. We're always expecting to be the... Why is that? How is that, like, built into us?
Sure, that's such a good question, dude. Because everyone has it. Like, I remember... I mean, I haven't watched the full documentary, but I remember watching a snippet of that one Taylor Swift documentary where I think she didn't get nominated for a Grammy, and then she felt like a failure. I'm like, this is Taylor Swift. You know, like Taylor Swift, you know? And even that album that she didn't get nominated for was, like, a great album. So, like, I think it's all about your identity and finding your identity in something that's outside of what you do. Because, like...
Wow.
Yeah, we all have different things in our life that we're trying to achieve, you know? And I think because we're trying to go to the next steps and I don't know, put food on the table, whatever it is, like we wrap ourselves in the things that we do because it's so important to our lives you know, and the people around us, not realizing that that thing that you do isn't who you are. So like I could fail at music, like, and I really could, like maybe like I leave here tomorrow, no one comes to my show on Saturday. But that doesn't make me a failure. Do you know what I mean? Like that just means that it didn't work out, you know, but me as a person doesn't make me a failure. Like for me, I put my faith in God and that's where my identity is. Mm. So like, I don't really need that type of success, but like, as a creative, you just go through these ups and downs. It's like, yes. Where it's like, oh, okay, clip. No, okay, people aren't coming to the show. Or like, people aren't downloading the song. And you're like, oh, like, I've failed. But what have I failed at? I've actually created something. So like, I always say to the guys, like, they're like, how do I get a song on the radio? I'm like, first, let's discuss. Do you like the song? Are you happy with the song?
Wow.
It's like, okay, cool. You happy with the song, then you've already succeeded. Because you can't control the other stuff. You can't, you're putting your faith in something that is out of your control and then being upset when people don't like it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's like you've done well. You've created something out of nothing, which so many people don't get to do. You're living your dream. Like, just carry on doing that and you'll be fine.
Unbelievable.
I think if a lot of young, not even only young artists, but I think young people could hear that and work towards that kind of enlightenment and just... Because you are so comfortable in your own skin, and this is something that we've always loved about you. And that's it. It's about finding your worth.
I'm just older now. I'm so much older, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't prove anymore. Like, who am I going to prove it to? You just one day you wake up and you're like, oh, bro, what am I doing? Why am I so upset?
Who am I doing this for?
Yeah, exactly.
It is the best thing ever, getting older. Children and kids listening to this, it's the greatest thing ever. We just love it. Man, we're going to get to the new show, Songs and Stories by Majosi. But before we get to that, you brought that. And by the way, what guitar is that? Because that is unbelievable. You're going to know. Listen to that. What guitar is that?
It's a nice nylon string. I actually don't even know what what the series this is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so like I'm endorsed by Fender, so
yeah.
I'm always I've been trying to write new music and record new music, and I was listening to a lot of some Nashville singer-songwriter stuff, and a lot of the guys were using nylon strings, and I was like, yes, I really like this sound.
Yes. Yeah,
let me get a nylon string. Let me just get one. And they sent them a message. I was like, guys, I'm looking for a nylon string. They were like, cool, this is a list of ones you can choose. And they flew this in from America for me, and it's amazing. It's just fun. That's the other thing I'm learning now, is just to have fun in this period of my life, and Fender are always great to work with. So
can I please, man, ek wil jou arm draai daar, man, Josie. I want to squeeze a song out of you, man. Are you gonna do this one, please, man?
No problem. What song would you like?
Song would you like? Anything from a Josie. I mean, Sharnika always says you can sing a cook sister recipe.
Yeah, that's
recipe.
True.
And
you really can.
Okay, no worries, no worries.
Man, it's open. What do you like to play? What would you like to? Anything from a Josie.
I'll do a song called The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse.
Dark and cold outside, I will never, ever, ever need to hide. As long as I know your light, and that you're always by my side, and I'll hold on to better days. Raging fire inside of me, a heart's collide in symmetry, and I need your love to set me free.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharnika op Groot FM 95.
Gotcha!
Gotcha! I was waiting for it. I knew I was going to get it.
You got me.
A harmony done. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Casting Crowns featuring, of course, nobody else.
That is one of our favorite things. Because artists always harmonize, and you're just like chilling. And then Ruben's like a sniper here at the back. He's going to switch that mic on at the exact perfect moment.
What a great song.
That's a beautiful song.
Is it Casting Crowns?
That's Casting Crowns.
It's giving me Need to Breathe vibes as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
It's with Matthew West, actually, where they sing that song, combined with Matthew West and, of course, Majority. Unbelievable. Listen, let's get to the show. And I'm so excited. I actually want to see this. Songs and Stories by Majority, but it's something different than the normal. Like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Majority. Majority goes on, he sings a song, and he goes off. It's going to be something completely different. How was the idea birthed? Was that the word born? Where did it come from?
Yeah, well, for a while, I've been at my more intimate shows. I talk a bit more because, you know, like at festivals, you've got no time. Mm. You've just got to bang through the songs and have a good time. And at my more intimate shows, I would talk a little bit. And maybe last year, I did a show where I kind of went through the journey of my career through my songs, and I told the stories and told how I wrote the songs, and that went well, and I really enjoyed it. And then also at the same time, I realized that people actually don't know how this all works, you know, people just hear the songs, but they don't necessarily know what the song means and how did the song come about.
Yes.
And what happens in between. There's so many stories that I think us in the industry, we take for granted because we see how the machine works. We see the inner workings. And I was like, you know what? I just want to bring people into that, you know?
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Can you give us an example of one of the stories that you share? I don't want to give away the show because people need to come and see the show.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you got one example for us, that people might not have known about your music or about you or one of the songs or
okay.
that you would share.
Let me think of a fun
putting
one.
Putting you on the spot. Yeah.
Fun one. So I just joined the label. I was with Universal when I started, and the label's very good at like pairing you. Like, I was green, didn't know anything. They were like, "Bro, we need some songs from you. We're gonna pair you with Monarch." I don't know if you've heard of this band, Monarch.
I'm a Potch girl, so
there we go. So you know, I met them, met Eugene. We did a show together. I can't remember the name of the venue. It was here in Pretoria. We did a show together, met friends, and we're like, "Cool, we're gonna get in the studio. We're gonna record some songs or whatever." And we'd share ideas, you know, like voice notes. And then one day I just get like this like voice note from Eugene, the lead singer. And he's like, "Bro, I got this idea and I think it's going to work." Like, he was in like a bathroom somewhere. And he's like, you're just like clapping and stamping. And he's like, "Yeah, okay." Yeah. And it's something like, "Remember, and I'm on time, I'm on fire." I'm trying to do his voice. So it's like his voice. "And I'm on fire for you." And that's like how Fire was birthed. But
what?
So he sent that idea, and then we get into the studio.
People don't realize
with this. What's his name? Ewald, who is one of my favorite.
He's a genius.
Yeah, one of like my favorite people, one of my favorite producers. Like, he's just he's the best. And at the time, Allo Black was quite big with Avicii.
Yeah.
So we were trying to go for that like kind of four to the floor EDM folk thing, and I've been begging Ewald to find that first demo that we did of the song, because it would be such a good reference. But you know, alas, things are on old hard drives and old computers that are like so hard to access. But anyways, and then I left. But in between, I was like, while he was producing stuff, I was just playing guitar on the side, and then a couple of weeks go past, and then he sends us the song. So I'm expecting like like just some EDM banger from what we've recorded, you know. Get the song, and it starts, and I'm like, "This isn't the song." And then I'm like, "Oh, he sent the wrong song." And then I hear my voice, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, wait, no, this is my voice." And I'm like, confused. I'm so confused. He totally like rearranged the song. He said like, he heard me playing guitar, and he was like, "No, this is what we need to do. We need to do something that caters towards more to like who I was," kind of like, just from him meeting and just him hearing me just literally just playing guitar in the background. Like, I didn't record any guitar stuff, but and then he sent that through, and then that became the song that everyone hears on the radio now.
Yeah. Let me tell you, and I mean, these stories, it's gems, man. We need to hear this stuff. And that's what you're going to share quite a bit on the new show, right?
Yeah.
But 100%. Also, it's going to be different, because I believe it's going to be more interactive.
Yeah, 100. Well, I hope so. You know, like, I never know how these things, I never know what the crowd's going to be like, because like, there's so many stories that I would actually just love to hear from people as well about, like, you know, what does a song mean to you? Is there a special song to you? I mean, a lot of them will be Darling, for sure, you know, because people have walked down the aisle to that song, or maybe they've asked a girlfriend out to that song. But I really want to engage with people. I mean, people can shout out something if they want. It's really not about me at the end of the day. It's about all of us, and like, hopefully the people coming to the show have some kind of memory that they can share with me, and we can share with each other, and just be like, "Oh, this is such a great thing." Because like, for me, I've realized, like, again, it's not about me. It's not about like me having written and sung the songs. Like, I'm just kind of like the vessel for these songs to get through, and these songs belong to the people, you know. Like, it's a crazy thing for like a singer-songwriter to say, like, but like, having ownership over music is like sort of weird concept for me, because I really believe like the song belongs to you guys. Like, I'm just here to help get it to you, but it belongs to you, because so many times like a song will come and then someone will be like, "The song changed my life," and I haven't thought about that at all. I'm not like out here like, "Okay, cool. Okay, Lord, give me a song that is gonna save someone's life who is about to commit suicide." Like, that's not what I'm thinking at all. But that person is thinking that.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me to be like, oh, but it's my song, is like, I don't know. It's just it's a weird concept. I understand, like, the, you know, like, it's the way I make my living, whatever, cool, you know. But, like, I really believe that these songs are all of ours, and I just want to share them with people. I will take all the money still.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Breakfast with Ruben and Sharunika on Groot FM 95.5. Crush on you, Louise Carver.
Love Louise.
Yeah, man.
Love Louise.
I think she said the same.
I was going to say, she always says the most beautiful things about you, too. So.
Yeah, she's great. She's awesome.
I haven't actually, now that I think of it, I haven't actually heard any other artist ever speak about Majosi, say anything bad about him. Why is it that you're so good? What is it, Majosi? What is it? What is it? Give it to me. I need to know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just, you know, I'm not, like, by any means perfect, but I think... I just try and treat people well, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think it's physically possible for anyone to be angry at Majosi.
You guys are being too kind. You're being too kind.
Let's talk about this show. Songs and Stories by Majosi. And your favorite spot in the province in Gauteng is where you're kicking it off.
100%, yeah.
And that's going to be on Saturday, right?
Saturday, yeah, 14th of June.
The 14th, that'll be at Atterbury Theatre. That's going to be a good one. And I think, like I said, I hope it's going to be quite a bit of an interactive story. Because, I mean, like you said, I think as an artist, I think just hearing what songs, like you said earlier, because you've got this idea of writing the song, and just a year afterwards what the song has meant to people, you're like, wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's such a privilege just to get to engage with people and hear these stories. And for me, like, Atterbury has been such a special place for me because they've always treated me really well. I was telling Ross last night, I was like, man, I just really love performing because they always treat me well. The people are always so nice when you're there, and it's a beautiful theater. Like, it's stunning, and they take such good care of it. And it's just such a pleasure for me to perform there. And Ruan, who I deal with there, is always just like just great to deal with, and that's what it's about for me. Like, it's like, you know, whether it's 100 people, whether it's 400 people, whether whatever it is, it's just important to me that everybody there just feels valued, and they just have a good time, and they feel appreciated, and I always feel appreciated when I'm there.
And then it's down to Durban, close to Ballito, where the thing started, and then also down to Cape Town. But go check out Majosi's social media pages for more info on the show. Please, man, before you go, one more, man. Please, Majosi, one more.
I know you didn't think that you were going to go out here without doing one more.
Is there a request in the room?
I'll open up the room for anybody else to have a request.
Is there a request?
I've always got a request. You played this the last time.
Die Blobel.
Yeah. Gaan weg. Gaan sit in die hoek.
It's a big weekend for Josie.
Time Traveler.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. That's a good one. Okay, cool.
All right, here we go. Is there a story behind this song?
Yeah, a little bit of a story. Trying to suss out what key I'm going to do the song in.
You can't open the floor and write the songs like Time Traveler and not expect me to choose that one.
So, during COVID, there was an artist, Amy Lilly, in Cape Town. And I would see, she used to own a restaurant just up the road from me called Raptor Room. And she also was a artist, and I would get like a bunch of these like ads from her on Instagram, and I'd be like, oh wait, yeah, amazing, I love these songs. And she was working with my friend Greg at the time. Anyway, she ended up moving to the UK. She's in the UK now. But I sent her a message, and I was like, you know what, I just want to say, like, I love your music. Like, I came across it the other day, and I actually listened to the album, and it was just so beautifully written. She's just got such a beautiful soul. And she ended up coming down to Cape Town from London for holiday, and she's like, oh, do you want to get together and write? And I was like, please, I would love that, you know, because I really love your stuff. So she came in with this idea. She was like, I was in the shower and I was like thinking about this idea of time traveling and like trying to like go back and on those moments that we've regretted and things like that. And I was like, time travel, you say? Well, I'm a huge time travel fan. Like, I love time travel movies. Like, you even hear me reference it in the song. Like, Time Traveler's Wife, Back to the Future, a whole bunch of different movies. So it was just, like, such a great collaboration. And, like, even the production of the song is, like, super different for me because, like, it's a little bit more, like, I guess, synth pop indie type stuff. And it was just fun to explore something different and take myself out of my comfort zone. Anyways, and that's where the song comes from.
Beautiful. Right, here we go.
All the oceans are quiet. Nobody makes a sound. Oh, I can hear you say it's over. You've got no fight left in you now.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.